To Katz and Rudy and Fred and Gordon, and all those who held aloft the light of liberty, and led us over the mountain when the darkness came. You know, to me, I felt all the guys who didn't make it. I hope they're watching from heaven so that they too can enjoy and say, "Look what we have done." Rudy Tokiwa, March 24th, 2002. Forward. 25 years ago, in 1995, before Google or smartphones, I spearheaded a group of inspired volunteers in an effort to interview, digitally preserve, and share the personal stories of our Japanese-American ancestors incarcerated during World War II. We named the project Densho, a Japanese term meaning to leave a legacy for future generations. At the time, my father said, with a pained expression, that this was a bad idea. Community members just wanted to forget the war years and the suffering. This began a long discussion with a man who rarely told me what to do. At the end of the conversation, I told him I hoped he understood, but I had to do this project. This part of American history was barely taught in schools, and too many people had never even heard about the incarceration of 120,000 Japanese Americans. Those who lived through the experience were dying. We needed to hear and record their stories. When my father saw that I was really going to start interviewing people, he said there was something I needed to know. There are deep divisions in the community that people won't want to talk about. Be sensitive and don't judge based on what you think you know. Life can change quickly. In the years following that conversation, my father became my best advisor. He even agreed to be interviewed and often became an important liaison between Densho and Japanese American elders who were hesitant to share their stories. 20 years later, I stood on a sunny outdoor stage at the Seattle Center to accept a Mayor's Arts Award for Densho's work preserving and sharing this history. As I scanned the audience for my 88-year-old father, who had come with me, I stood in front of the iconic Horiuchi mural, a 17-foot-high-by-60-foot-wide brightly colored glass mosaic created by the well-known Japanese-American artist Paul Horiuchi. Through an interview I had done 6 years earlier with Paul's widow Bernadette, I knew that Paul had had a hard time getting work as a Japanese-American while they lived in Wyoming. The family was so poor, in fact, that when they visited relatives incarcerated at the Minidoka concentration camp in Idaho, Bernadette was envious of the children there who at least had warm food, shelter, and milk to drink. I remember feeling uneasy hearing Bernadette talk about wishing to live in this American concentration camp. Then I realized even more deeply how difficult those years must have been for her family. My father was right to tell me to listen and not judge. When I turned away from the mural and faced the audience, my eyes caught the graceful lines of the Yamasaki arches. 500-foot-high Gothic arches were created by the former Seattle architect, Minoru Yamasaki, for the 1962 Seattle World's Fair. They were supposed to be a temporary installation. However, they were so beautiful, they became a permanent and historic landmark. Ironically, two of Yamasaki's other creations, these meant to be permanent, the Twin Towers in New York City, were destroyed by terrorists on September 11, 2001. In the days and months that followed, I remembered how horrified Japanese Americans felt as we watched Muslim and Arab Americans being feared, shunned, and seen as the enemy, echoing the Japanese American experience during World War II. Then I remembered my father's words, "Life can change quickly." At the ceremony, Seattle's mayor introduced the work of Densho, and then me. I began by dedicating the award to my father, but the whole time I was talking, I was searching the crowd for his face. I finally saw him waving from the third row back